Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So the Daily Mail in the UK are talking about an incident where a cross-dresser makes children chant Free Palestine during a reading session at Massachusetts Art Center, even though, of course, Hamas tortures gay people. So a drag queen was recorded ordering children to chant Free Palestine during a queer story time event at a Massachusetts Art Center. So apparently performer Lil Hot Miss Hot Mess. Do you know her, Mukund? No, not you. You don't follow her on TikTok. Okay. Little Miss Hot Mess read stories to kids during this event. And they were preschoolers and getting them to chant that. And this is some of the difficulty that we are in. TikTok, I know I'm losing my Twitter war. I can tell you the amount of hatred that comes my way on a daily basis is staggering, absolutely staggering. And I don't really mind it because I need to do what I'm doing and I'm speaking the truth that that I believe in, but it is not easy. Professor Shlomo Maital is a senior research fellow at the Nerman Institute for National Policy Studies. And we wanted to ask him about this online situation that we are in. Professor, very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. It's a great pleasure to be with you.
So it's nice to chat, but it's very difficult. There are days that I certainly feel quite despondent because the numbers are certainly very much in favor of an anti-Israel narrative. And I'm not even calling it pro-Palestinian because it isn't. It's anti-Israel. How did we find ourselves in this situation?
Well, first of all, Howard, Israel in general does very badly in terms of what we call hasbara, presenting ourselves to the world. Mm. Secondly, we have a problem with young people. Young people don't understand the history, the 100-year battle with the Arabs, Arab-Israeli conflict. And the narrative that young people have adopted is a kind of a sports narrative. The favored team and the underdog, and the Palestinians, of course, are the underdogs. And media like TikTok present that very well by 15-second images. And TikTok is the chosen social media of the young people, Howard. In South Africa alone, there are 60 million people. 17 million people over the age of 18 use TikTok regularly, and a lot more young people under the age of 18. Israel is just losing the TikTok war.
It really is incredible. But there's also a lot of discussion around manipulation of TikTok, of ownership by the Chinese government, other governments around the world trying to curtail that. Is that, how active are they in influencing the narrative? Or is it just really about the numbers? You know, for every 10 anti-Israel supporters, there's one pro-Israel supporter.
So let me give you an example of active TikTok anti-Semitism, anti-Israel. So there's an Israeli organization, the Israel Hostage and Missing Persons Forum, and their task is to raise awareness of the plight of the hostages. And they tried to place ads with TikTok. Paid ads, paid advertisements, right, that they paid for. And TikTok said, no, we can't accept that. It's too political. Too political, of all things. As if there's no political content that's anti-Israel on TikTok.
So it's very deliberate. Are the algorithms,
absolutely,
are the algorithms designed this way as well?
They are, and the algorithm is especially disturbing, Howard. I'll explain why. TikTok was born not as it is now, but as a search algorithm by very talented Chinese coders, as computer scientists. And the algorithm, the search algorithm, was based on finding emotional triggers for users. So they take what the user does, and then they find things that arouse your emotions. Because, Howard, we know that people make decisions, people choose things on internet, people buy things based on emotion, right, not so much on reasoning.
Right.
This powerful search engine that searched for emotional triggers was quickly found to be in favor of young people. And they adopted the 15-second video approach, and the rest is history. TikTok is a leading world social media among young people. In America, young people open TikTok 19 times a day. That is like once an hour. And there are hundreds of, many millions of people in America who use it based on this emotional addiction that is encouraged by the algorithm.
So what is to be done about this? Do we encourage our children? Well, I don't think we'll be able to. I think that ship has sailed. They are going to join the platforms that society and their social environment asks them to join. So that being the case, what do we do?
So Howard, I teach innovation, and the first principle I teach to all my students is that for every problem, there's a solution.
Right.
And I must say, with regard to TikTok, I'm a little pessimistic. I'll explain why.
You built me up there to the solution, and then you dropped me.
Then I drop you. That's life. The Americans have passed legislation requiring ByteDance, the parent company, to sell TikTok.
Yes.
And they're giving them 6 months or 9 months, and it'll be fought in the courts, and the TikTok will stall this in the courts for years.
Right.
There's nobody standing in line to buy the company. On the other hand, India overnight under Modi banned TikTok, shut it off completely. Correct. Right? And it was widely used based on TikTok for businesses too. And that sounded really great. So guess what? The Indians quickly, overnight, created their own version of TikTok.
Right.
And it's just as bad.
Oh, no.
It's a desperate, endemic problem. And I don't know what the solution is. I do know that these damned social media are doing great damage to our young people. And all over the world, young people are in mental health crisis. And partly is the damage done by shaming and bullying that takes place on media, especially TikTok.
I guess then that the only answer is what happens outside of TikTok. It's around education. It's around strengthening of our youth. It's about teaching resilience, so that they can withstand what they're confronting. Because the answer clearly isn't going to happen through the platform, but perhaps external to it.
Exactly, Howard. And Israel is a good example. TikTok is not popular in Israel. Among all the social media, TikTok is number six.
That's interesting.
And number one is WhatsApp. Yes, number six. The main one is WhatsApp. It's used by businesses, sure, by health maintenance organizations. It's used by our neighborhood, by our family. WhatsApp is used as a fairly benign social media that brings people together. TikTok is way down there, number six. Maybe we have something to tell the world. It's Or Le Goyim.
Absolutely. That is where we leave it. Fascinating conversation. This is one certainly that I could have for hours as we try and figure our way through this. Professor Shlomo Maital, Senior Research Fellow at the Ed Nerman Institute for National Policy Studies. What is making Israel lose the TikTok war?